Hey guys, how are you? It is John C. Morley here, serial entrepreneur. Welcome to IFYL, Inspiration Through Light. I'm glad that you joined me. It is just about 5 minutes to midnight here on May 2nd, Thursday night. Thank you for being here, whether you're here at 5 minutes to midnight, 5 minutes to noon, 3 a.m., 3 p.m., or 6 a.m. or 6 p.m. Doesn't really matter. Thank you so much for being here. Really do appreciate you guys being here with the journey and all this great content that I have to share with you. So the master topic, in case you're new, we started on Saturday. We'll be ending tomorrow with this topic. And that is the main master topic of the dynamics of muscle memory. So muscle memory is something we're learning that is pretty powerful. It's pretty amazing. And it's something that a lot of people don't realize what can really go on and, you know, what can happen and how that can make, you know, such a very big deal in people's lives. But it really can make a huge, huge deal in people's lives. So let's get right into the master topic. Here it is, everyone. Muscle Mastery, Unleashing Your Body's Hidden Potential, Series 3, means we're the third year, Show 18, Episode Number 6. First thing we're going to talk about is understanding skeletal muscle memory. All right, so skeletal muscle memory, what is skeletal muscle memory? I think that could be a little challenging to some people. If I asked you, you know, what is skeletal muscle memory? And it's having to do with our ability to harness the skeletal muscle to respond to different environment stimuli, whether that be positive or negative. If the stimuli has been, let's say, encountered previously. So that's important. So what I want to share with you about this, I think is really cool, is that we've been learning about the different stages and science behind muscle memory, and our bodies actually retain motor skills through repetitive actions. We've learned that, right? We've learned that the more we practice, the more we're actually able to do things, right? Repetition is the mother of learning. We've learned that many times. So I think if we understand that's a huge part for us, okay? And so that part is something I think that a lot of people want to understand. The second thing, ladies and gentlemen, is called automatization. What the heck is that big word, automatization? So when tasks get done over and over again, and the body is used to them, automatization process takes place. And it's when we become completely unconscious and non-selective to carry something out. It'll create what we call muscle memories for every body movement we repeat, even when these motions are awkward or maybe they're inconsistent. Perhaps maybe you've had a habit like pulling up your socks when certain things happen. Maybe you grew out of that habit, but maybe you had it for a few years, right? So that's an example of automatization. Thinking more about this is if anything doesn't work properly, then there's feedback and adjustment. Yes, feedback and adjustment. So how does feedback and adjustment work? Well, it's important to understand feedback and adjustment. And so what happens is our body is actually starting to say, wait, this isn't what we want. So it helps the brain make, let's say, real-time adjustments to calibrate the accuracy and the consistency. Now, the hippocampal is involved with this and in the memory and learning, and it plays the role in consolidation of motor memories during the phase and also contributing to the long-term retention of the skills. So that's the hippocampus. So thinking more about this process and how this works, the next thing I want to share with you is very important. It's called proprioception. So what is proprioception? Well, in short, it's the body's ability to know where a part of its body is at any given moment. For example, if I close my eyes, I take my right hand and I hold it up here, even though my eyes are closed, I know my hand is above my head, just like I can see, right? So proprioception is very important when we talk about our next topic, which we're going to go into, which is retention and recall, right? retention and recall. And it's when the skill is later recalled, okay, using our brain and performed. And the brain's efficiency retrieves that stored motor pattern set, if you will, and executes the movement with a high degree of accuracy, often without the need for conscious thought, okay? Thinking about how you might go through several steps to do something might seem a little like tedious, but if you do this over and over and over again, it can have an amazing, amazing impact on your life, okay? It can have an amazing impact. And that impact is something that a lot of people, I think, don't realize that it can have, okay? It can have a major, major impact on your life. And that impact can actually change how you are, what you're doing, right? And I think that's a pretty cool thing, ladies and gentlemen. So it's a very, very cool thing. And so knowing that we have the ability and that our body can make these adjustments, I think that is something that is so very, 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 very cool. And when I mean very, very cool, I mean extremely cool, because this is something that I feel is going to change your life if you allow it to. So it's called retention and recall. And this is our process for recalling, the stored memory patterns, re-executing them, and doing this all without conscious thought. I think that's like something that can blow everyone out of the water. So we're talking a lot about this because I think this is something that everyone needs to pay attention to. All right. Everyone needs to pay attention to this because it's really important that you understand what's going on with your life and how this can make a huge, huge difference in your life. That is really the most important. So the last thing we get is we get something called challenges and adaptation. Well, that's a real mouthful, isn't it? Yeah. What are challenges and adaptation? Okay. Challenges and adaptation. Well, it's probably what you think it is, but it's the ability for the brain to make these changes. And what it does is it's able to figure things out and adapt to certain situations of the body, but also of the environment, okay? Of the environment. And so a lot of times when something doesn't go the way it's planned, it'll just like fail, but not your body. Your body will keep going back over and over and over and over again and keep going over again. And I think this is something that a lot of people don't really understand, but it's something that can really propel you forward, okay? Really propel you forward. And by propelling you forward, it has not only the potential, but it has the actual ability to transform your life. Okay? It has the ability to transform your life. And if it has the ability to transform your life, then I think a lot can happen. Okay? A lot can happen. And you might be saying, John, I have no idea like what that is or what's going on. But it's very possible. And I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that it's pretty amazing that we have a system like this in our body, right? We have the system in our body. And this is something that I think a lot of people really want to be able to understand, right? They want to be able to understand how this works, why it works a certain way. Why is it that we don't get muscle memory sometimes? Well, because we haven't gone through the due diligence. Remember, we talked about the steps. We think about what we want. And then we have to be conscious in the movements that we're doing over and over and over again. That is so key, ladies and gentlemen. You have to be conscious. And so being conscious with those movements is key to you becoming successful. Now you might say, hey, John, I don't quite get this. I don't know why this is happening this way. But long story short, It's happening, and it's something that I believe will literally change your life. Now, it's not going to happen overnight, okay? It's not going to happen overnight. And so the reason it's not going to happen overnight is because it takes time for this to happen, okay? It takes time for this to happen, and you've got to practice over and over and over again, right? Over and over and over and over again. And the more you do this, the more that you get conscious about what's going on, the more that you can really do some, I'm going to say some amazing, amazing, amazing things. Okay. And so that's something I believe that's pretty cool. It's something that I believe will change your life. But again, if you think that everything out there is just going to happen overnight, it won't. It won't. You've got to do some homework and figure out why, ladies and gentlemen, something's working the way it is, or why it's working a different way. And I think if we're conscious about things, okay, our brain basically says, hey, you know, he's being serious. She's being serious about this. I better pay attention to what's going on in my life, right? I better pay attention to it. And paying attention is something that is very important, because our brain loves it when we pay attention. It just does. It loves it when we pay attention. And so by loving this, our brain's like, hey, you know, I want to reward this good behavior. I want to do this over and over again. But for whatever reason, it's like, you don't know how, right? You don't know why something's working a certain way. You don't know why something went this way, or why something went a different way. I mean, you just don't know. And so if you don't know, then how do you explore? I mean, how do you learn? And I think this is really the whole question about muscle memory, is that muscle memory helps us learn. Okay? Muscle memory helps us learn every single day. And think about that for a moment. And I think if that's the case with you, then you'll start to realize that this is something that you can experience all the time in your life. Okay? If that's the way it works for you. Okay? And I will tell you that you will get better and better and better and better. You will get better every single day. But you got to be conscious about it. And I can tell you that it's not hard, but it takes practice. Okay. I can tell you that you will start to appreciate how this changes your life. But like with everything, you've got to put effort into things, right? You've got to put effort in. If you have effort, then things work. And the more you put effort in, the more things seem to get better, right? The more they get better. And now that you understand like how the body works, I think you might be able to maybe get it to work better for you. Okay. If that's the case, then you can unlock a lot of potential in your life. And I will tell you right now that making a conscious effort and doing this for several days and weeks and months, usually people will create a muscle memory within a few weeks. It just depends on how diligent you are. And it also depends on how focused you are, right, with what you're doing. You know, how is that working? If it isn't working, then how do you figure it out, right? How do you figure it out? How do you figure that out? And that might get you to be, I don't know, confused because you don't think it's possible. We've talked about the steps before, the main steps, but just understanding that our skeletal muscle memory is very powerful and can respond to different stimuli. Automatization, when things become automatic without conscious thought. Feedback and adjustment, which we can do. Proprioception helps our body to be like a calibration, has our sensors. Kind of like, you know, if you ever had doors or even robots, right, where they have to know where they're going. Well, that's kind of their proprioception. Our body knows what position our arm is in, our leg is in, or any part of our body. It knows where it is in space. I think that is so very cool. And then we got retention and recall. So we make sure it works. And then the challenges and adaptations. Ladies and gentlemen, you know who I am by now? I'm John C. Morley, serial entrepreneur. It has been an amazing privilege, pleasure, and honor to be with you this fantastic evening. I hope that you'll like, love, and support the channel. Comment below. Definitely go to believemeachieve.com for more of my amazing creations. I'm going to catch you guys tomorrow for the last show of this series. And that is, as we talked about before, you guys know about this, dynamics of muscle memory. All right, guys. So I think you get the idea of how this works. And I hope that you'll appreciate what's going on, because I think a lot of people don't realize that they have all this potential right in their own body, but they just don't know how to harness it. I hope you guys have a fantastic rest of your night and start playing with your muscle memory, because it just might get you to be successful a lot faster than you expected. Have a great night or good week.